Well, the last couple of days, in fact, throughout this week, we've been looking at the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9. And again, I preface by saying we're not, we're still months away from our share-a-thon. So I'm not suggesting these things to convince you to try to support YesFM. I'm not asking you to give to us. I'm not saying this so that you'll give to YesFM. I'm saying these things, and I'm sharing these things from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, because I want each one of us to walk in that freedom and the liberty that we can have when we have the right hearts and the right attitude towards giving. Because God will bless. He will, just as He sees He can trust you and me in the area of finances, He will trust more finances to us, because He knows that we're not going to be hoarding those finances, but we will be, as stewards, obedient and say, Lord, it's all yours anyway. You tell me where to disperse it, and I will disperse it. And you'll find that you'll always have more than enough. You'll always have more than enough. And it doesn't make sense in the logical, because, you know, the logical mind says, I know the needs that I have. I'm behind in my needs right now. So if I give, then I can't even meet the needs and I'm already short of. I'm farther behind. It doesn't make any sense. That's not logical. But that's the viewpoint from the perspective of someone who's not seeing themselves as a steward. You know, there's a lot of times when I go on vacation, you know, as my wife and I are pulling out of the driveway, we stop at the end of the driveway, and before we start on the road, we just pray for the trip. We pray for our safety. We thank Him that He keeps us safe. But I also always say, and thank you, Jesus, because we're just stewards of this house, this property, our jobs, our responsibilities. While we're away, we're just stewards of those things. They belong to You. And so since we're just stewards and we're not going to be here to oversee it, we thank You. It's Yours. We thank You that You take care of it. And I know that He always does. He always has taken care of those things, because we approach it from the perspective of those who are stewards. And so as a steward, I know that when I leave, because it's not mine anyway, it belongs to God. When I leave, God will take care of it. And I won't go through all the time to tell you the two stories, because it'll get me too far off track. But there's been twice over the years, at our current house where we live at, and we've lived there for coming up on 13 years, there's been twice that while we've been away, it's clear that somebody has tried to break in. Now, if you know where we live, you know, we're out in a secluded area. There's no reason that somebody who's trying to break in would have any reason to stop. In fact, there was one in one of our back sliding doors. You could see that somebody had the crowbar. They actually damaged the wood frame on the inside of the door. So they actually had the crowbar inside, and it's a sliding glass door. All they had to do is just pop it, and that lock would give, and they'd be in. You could see the damage on the outside of the house, and you could see the damage on the inside of the door, where the crowbar was actually inside the house. So they're just from moments from popping the door open. And yet, they didn't pop the door open, and they didn't come in. Now, I don't know what happened. You know, there's no neighbors that are really close by that could have scared them off. So I don't know what happened, but I know this. It doesn't matter that I know or don't know. This is what I do know. I do know that I'm a steward, and just merely a steward of that which God has entrusted to me. And so when I wasn't there and I'm not able to take care of things as a steward, it belongs to God, and I knew He would take care of it. I don't know how God took care of it, but you know, that person didn't break in. He took care of it. And there was a second time someone tried to break in another door, and you could see the damage on the door handle, and that where they actually were very close to just popping the door handle off. And again, I can't explain why, but something stopped them before they actually popped that door open. So when we approach things from the attitude of being a steward, it's a different mindset and a different perspective. So if I'm looking at my finances and I say, well, I can't afford to give because I'm already behind, and so if I give, And I give to God, and I give to whatever He's told me to give to. If I give, I'm already behind, so now I'm farther behind. I'm deeper in the hole. So it doesn't make any sense to give. But that's the perspective of someone who's not looking at it like they're a steward. If you're looking at it and you're saying, the finances are not there. I can't do it. I'm already behind. I can't give. I can't afford to give because I'm already behind. That'll put me farther behind. That's the perspective of someone who's looking at their finances and saying that those finances belong to them. That's someone that looks at those things and say, this money, it's mine, it's not yours, God. It's mine, and I will manage it. And you're always going to wind up being frustrated. You're always going to wind up, in fact, for a lot of you, I can ask this question. Has your history been, never seem to get ahead, always behind in finances, finances is always a struggle? Probably because you're looking at it from the perspective of this money is mine. Instead, look at it from the perspective of being a steward, where it's not yours. Because if you're just a steward of that money, and you're just being obedient to do what God says, and you know that it belongs to him anyway, then if it's a steward and God says, this is my money, I've entrusted it to you to take care of as a steward, now I'm asking you, I'm telling you, I want you to take, because this is my money, I want you to take it, I want you to give this money to this organization or to that church or to that individual. I want you to do this or that with this money. Because you know that it's his anyway, then you go ahead and you obey. Because you've acknowledged that it's his and not yours, you've made him the one that's responsible for it. You see, when you're responsible, how's that worked? If you look at it as a steward and say, God, you've told me to do it, it's yours, I'm going to obey. When you obey, you've made it his responsibility. And I guarantee you, when you make your finances his responsibility, you're just a steward, you're being obedient to him. If he knows that you know it belongs to him and you're being responsive to him, then you've made it his responsibility and he will take care of those finances and you will be in a far, exponentially better situation than you otherwise would have been. So this is the perspective of looking at our money, our finances, that which we have, from the perspective of one who is a steward as opposed to one who says, this is my money and I'll take care of it. Now, as we were looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, last couple of days, we looked at the first five verses on Monday, and that was Paul kind of reminding us, hey, you know, I acknowledge and I give you a lot of credit. You are ready and you're willing to give because you see the people in Jerusalem have a need. You're willing to give. You've committed to give. I acknowledge that. We commend you for your willingness and readiness to give, but now it's actually time to give. It's not enough just to be willing. You have to be obedient. You have to actually do it. And then we looked at verse number 6 on Tuesday and verse number 7 yesterday. Verse number 6 says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly also, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. So we looked at that on Tuesday. Then yesterday we looked at the verse number 7. Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we looked at that in the Amplified. It says that God will, I love this, it says that God loves. He takes pleasure in. You see, when you give, if you give from the mindset of one who's a steward, there's not any pressure on me anyway. I'm just being obedient to do what God said. And so I can give with a joyful heart. I can give cheerfully because I know that I'm being obedient to God. He's going to take care of me. And I also can be cheerful because I know that there's going to be effectiveness. There's going to be produce. There's going to be effect. There's going to be advancement of the kingdom of God because I give that money, whatever that money is. Whether it's a lot or a little, if I'm being obedient, there's going to be a harvest that comes from that gift that I give. So he goes on to say he loves, he takes pleasure in, he prizes above all other things, and he's unwilling to abandon. You know what? If you are looking at your finances from the perspective of one who's a steward as opposed to one who owns it all, God's not willing to abandon. He's not going to leave those, that one who looks at it and says, I will give cheerfully. I'm going to give happily. And you can do that when you see yourself as merely a steward. He will not abandon. That means it doesn't matter what happens in your finances. He will take, if you're looking at it from the perspective of stewardship, being obedient, not just willing, but being obedient and trusting him, he's not going to abandon you and he's not going to abandon your finances. Again, you'll find out that your finances are exponentially better than they have been. The challenge is to look at your own life over the last year, 2 years, 10 years, however long you can look back at you taking care of your finances, have you felt that it's been successful? Do you feel like you're really advancing financially? If not, it's probably because you're putting the pressure on you, thinking that it's yours and it belongs to you. You're a steward. It belongs to him. If I view it as a steward and I'm obedient as a steward, then all the pressure, all the responsibility comes back to him. And just like with my house, when I said, I'm just a steward, all that this is, it belongs to you, not me. And it really is yours. And we'll do with it what you say to do. When I have that attitude, I can leave that place and I can know that God's going to take care of it because I've made it his responsibility. It is his. And so I've left it in his responsibility. And he can take care of things when I'm not there. He can take care of things when I can't be the steward to oversee it. That same premise is true in the area of finances as well. So he's not willing to abandon or do without the cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it. See, this is another key. And this is what Paul was saying in those first five verses to the church of Corinth. Yeah, it's good that you're willing to do it, but you have to be prompt to do it. God loves those who make the commitment and are prompt to do it. If God's told you to give more to your church, to give a special gift to your church, or if God's told you that there's someone that you know that is just struggling with house payments, and God said, here, give them this much money so they can you can cover their house payment for the next 2 months until they catch up. Whatever God's told you to do, don't hesitate. Do it promptly. God loves a cheerful, a prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in giving. Because that's the heart of God. God's heart is in giving. That's what we talked about yesterday. He loves to give. He delights. God delights in giving. He delights in meeting your needs. You know, we think that we have to twist his arm and beg and force him to meet. He delights in meeting our needs. The question is, are we putting ourselves in the position to be able to receive all that he has for us because we approach things from the right perspective? In this case, from the perspective of one who is a steward. Not one who says it all belongs to me, it's mine. It's not yours, God, it's mine. So then in verse number 8, it goes on to say, and God is able to make all grace, every favor, every earthly blessing come to you in abundance. All right, now just stop and think about that for a moment. Because he's clearly talking about finances, and he's clearly talking about giving. He's talking about the money that we have that he's entrusted to our care, the money that is disposable to us, that's his, but in our care. And he's saying in this area of giving, and God is able to take, to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. How many of you want every earthly favor? How many of you want every earthly favor, every blessing, and every favor of God to come into your life? How many of you want all those things of this life to start to fall into line? How many of you want every earthly blessing? Because it's already your blessings in the spiritual realm. But this is Paul explaining God's processes, his procedures for you and I to experience those blessings. To experience all that favor that is yours in the spiritual realm already, to experience it here in this natural realm. Raise your hands if you want this. Raise your hands if you want this to be you. And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and every earthly blessing come to you in abundance. Not just a little bit, but in abundance, so that you may always, and under all circumstances, and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Wow. That's an awesome verse. This is one that we ought to hold on to and remind ourselves of every single day. This is where I want to be. And here's the great news for today. This is where you can be. This is where you're supposed to be. This is where God intends for you to be. Look at that verse again. This is from the Amplified Bible. Look at that verse again and look at it from, this is how God's looking at you. This is where God plans. This is where God intends you to be. And God is able. He's able, but it indicates that we got a part to play in this. He's able, but we have to be in agreement with what his word says. We have to be in agreement with what he wants to do. This is our decision. He's able, and he's already provided for it. What am I going to do? He is able to make all grace. This is you. This is his intention for you. He's able to make all grace, every favor, every earthly blessing come to you in abundance. Do you feel like you're walking in abundance today? Is your life one that you would categorize as a life of abundance? Well, if not, this is what he intends for you. Look, I'm not giving you a bunch of sunshine and false hope. I'm reading the word. This is God's word. And if someone's told you different, well, I'm just giving you the word of God. This is God speaking to you through Paul. So he's able to give to all this to you in abundance so that you always, are you tired of skimping? Are you tired of always being coming to the end of the month and trying to make ends meet and struggling? He wants you to always, and under all circumstances, that means it doesn't matter if all of a sudden there's an unforeseen need. That means if all of a sudden you have to redo your roof and you didn't plan for it, well, it doesn't matter, because if you will have that cheerful heart, that heart of a cheerful giver, if you will have that attitude that we've talked about in all these previous verses, if this is the attitude you'll have and you'll view yourself as a steward and not one who takes possession of, God, this doesn't belong to you, this all belongs to me, then he will always have you in no matter what the circumstances. No matter what your circumstances, guess what? If all of a sudden you had to replace your roof, would you be able to today? Or would you have to go to the bank? Or would you have to go to your family members or friends and say, I need to borrow some money? Well, God's saying, if you'll do it my way, if you'll view it as a steward, and you'll be quick to give, you'll obey, and you'll be quick to give, and you'll have a heart that cheerfully gives. If you'll do all this, I'm going to give to you in abundance. And you will have always, that you may always have under all circumstances, abundance. And whatever the need is, you'll be self-sufficient. That means you don't have to go to the bank. It means you don't have to go ask your family or your friends. You're self-sufficient. Because you've trusted God. Because you've been obedient to give. Because you understood that in the area of finances, the job that you have that brings in the money that you have in your bank account and in your wallet is not yours. It's yours because God's entrusted it to you, but it's still His. He's the one that's given you, and this is what the verses say in the Old Testament, He's the one that gives you the power to make money. So that job where you've gotten that money from, guess what? He's provided that for you. He provided it for you. It still is His. I'm just the steward. And if I view it that way, then whatever the need is, I will always be self-sufficient. I don't have to go to anyone else. Possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished, listen to this. Wouldn't it be great to know that you could replace your roof, replace your car, do whatever, and not have to borrow money from anybody but be self-sufficient? This is His intention for us. Self-sufficient, so require no aid or support, and furnished, here we go, in abundance. There's that word again, abundance. Do you feel like you're in abundance? If you're not walking in abundance, it is what God intends for you. That's the place that God intends you to be. For every good work and charitable donation. That means He's got an abundance to meet everything that you have. You can be totally self-sufficient, and you will have more than enough to give to every organization, every individual, every work of God that you see. This is what His intention is for you and I. If you don't feel like you're in that place, this is where He intends for you to be. So think about it. You know, what's my attitude towards my finances? Let's look at it from the perspective of one who's a steward. It's not mine, God, it's yours. And so I will obey, I'll be quick to do it, and I'll trust you. And then all the onus is on God, and He will be faithful to put you in that position that He says right there. Self-sufficient, abundant, so you can give without hesitation. You can give wherever you are inclined to give, or your heart is inclined to give. And you can give wherever God says, I want you to give.